When Mayor de Blasio delivers his second State of the City address on Tuesday, he plans to unveil a new affordable housing proposal. WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports it's designed to help artists stay in the city.
For 13 years, artist Heather Hart has cobbled together the means to rent her apartment in Bed-Stuy and a work studio in Bushwick. She makes large interactive sculptures and drawings, even exhibiting once at the Brooklyn Museum. But she struggles to get by. Come April 1st, when her lease is up, if her landlord raises the rent, the 39-year-old says she may have to leave the city.
You know, I don't want to. I love it, New York. It's my home. But it's that tipping point where it just becomes ridiculous and not sustainable.
Hart is not alone. Cultural Affairs Commissioner Tom Finkelpearl says she's among the many artists facing an affordability crisis.
You know, we just can't allow artists to be priced out of the city.
In his State of the City address, Mayor de Blasio will unveil a plan to build 1,500 live-work spaces by 2024 for the city's artists, part of his overall goal to create or retain 200,000 units of affordable housing over 10 years. Finkelpearl stresses these spaces aren't just for anyone.
We're not talking about right now giving affordable space to the Jeff Koons of the world, like the superstar artists making millions of dollars. We're talking about those artists, you know, who could qualify for low-income housing.
The city also plans to create 500 below-market workspaces that will surround public spaces and can be used for performances, rehearsals, and exhibitions. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.